This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit nationaldebtrelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit nationaldebtrelief.com. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
It's Saturday Suckage on 670 The Score. Here's your host, Steve Rosenblum.
Music might sound familiar. It's not an actual Wake and Bake Club meeting, but I would encourage all Wake and Bakers to participate. And you regular fans, too. I don't go meatball often, but I'm gonna now. Because it was really fun when I was putting this together, when I was compiling all of these tweets, any kind of notice about crapping on the Packers. Crapping on the Packers and relating to the irrational fear Bears fans have of facing the Packers in the first round of the playoffs. Just relax. R-E-L-A-X. Right? Aaron? So, spark a number, fire up the bong, because the Bears broke the Packers. Physically, emotionally, the Packers lost to the Ravens, and I think it showed the Bears broke them. The Packers showed, not the resilience you would expect of a team that thinks it's a champion, raised questions about personnel, and everything about that sad little team that needs a hug. So in that case, it's a good time to crap on the Packers. It's always a good time to crap on the Packers, but this is especially timely, and this is a new way to do it. We're going to try this. I need you people to go with me on this. Could be a drinking game, but we're going to make it a Wake and Bake Club game. So every time we come up with or you come across something that craps on the pack, you take a hit. Joint, bong, pipe, whatever you got. Your choice. No gummies, no oils. You got to spark something. That's symbolic somehow. So I've collected enough here to bake you for a week. Even if you're Toby. Toby called in last week. We heard from Toby. So let's go with the Bears taking the North. The Packers now have the longest division title drought in the NFC North.
Smoke weed every day.
Well done. Take a hit. NJ Bears fan posted a picture of Michael Buffer. You know Michael Buffer, right? Staring at the Green Bay logo with the words, "Let's get ready to crumble."
Smoke weed every day.
Yeah, take a hit. There you go. Crap on the pack. Now, this tweet comes from History Packers. The Packers finished December with a 1-3 record, their most losses in the month since 2017. It's also their worst winning percentage in December since 2008.
Smoke weed every day.
Take a hit. See how much fun this is? See, this is going great. You people love this game, right? Those of you who remember what we were doing at the start. Total sacks for Packers linebacker Rashawn Gary this season. At week 8, 7.5 sacks. After week 17, 7.5 sacks. He had 0 the second half of the season.
Smoke weed every day.
Take a hit. Isn't it, telling me this isn't a great time? This is a wonderful wake and bake game for you. This comes from Brian Gutekunst. Now, it's really a sight gag. It's not Packers head honcho Brian Gutekunst, but a Wisconsin bastardization spelled G-O-U-D-A. Kunst, like the cheese. Gouda, get it? Anyway, here's the whiny tweet. The cheese grater trend is sickening. This is the Aaron Rodgers effect. Nobody respects us now that Rodgers is gone, so we're ridiculed. We don't run the North anymore. We don't own the Bears anymore. We don't inspire fear anymore. We're reduced to a meme.
Smoke weed every day.
How great is that? If you're a Bears meatball and you've got some cheesehead saying that, the cheese grater thing, and no Aaron and mommy make it stop, and we're just a meme. Come on. Like I said, I don't go meatball very often, but this was worth it. Carrying on now, from Eric Drews, an obsessive Packers fan. Packers have lost more games at Lambeau Field in 15 months than Mike Holmgren's Packers lost there in 7 years.
Smoke weed every day.
How great is that? How wonderful is that? Take a hit. Yeah. It occurs to me you might be doing this in a wake and bake room. Maybe you're by yourself. Maybe you have friends and family gathered around. Waking and baking is a game the whole family can play. Don't sell that short. So if you do have a group, maybe instead of just taking a hit, we'll do puff, puff, pass. But it's your choice. You can do it any way you want. This item would be next. Caleb Williams has more division titles than Jordan Love.
Smoke weed every day.
You can count it up. Yeah. Puff, puff, pass. If there hadn't been expansion to a 7th playoff spot, Matt LaFleur would never have made a postseason without Aaron Rodgers.
Smoke weed every day.
How wonderful is that? Couldn't wait to get rid of Aaron Rodgers and Matt LaFleur. Oh, the 7th. The 7th playoff spot is like makes, and that fact makes Matt LaFleur essentially the Arturis Carnivus of Green Bay. He's like the prince of the play-in, right? That's what you're dealing with. So here's another one from the Wrigleyville Forever Twitter account. Wisconsin sports have really been in shambles since the Brewers flew the L flag.
Smoke weed every day.
That's true. Look at that. The Bucks were like worse than the Bulls, right? And then the Brewers got smacked around after flying the L flag. And here are the Packers looking up at the Bears. Come on, tell me that's not worth taking a hit over. It is. It's a good thing I'm so smart. Tweet from Ken-PackersCap. The Ravens rushed 52 times. The Packers stopped them for negative yards only two times. 370 yards of rushing with four rushing TDs against a Packers team with 13 defensive linemen on their 53-man roster.
Smoke weed every day.
This is just wonderful. This is you probably are feeling no pain now, and that's fine. 269 texter, roll your own cheese curds. I love that. That's playing the game. Tweet from Zach Jacobson of PFSN. Rashawn Gary going half a season without a sack is kind of insane when you say it out loud.
Smoke weed every day.
Yeah, I said it out loud. 309 texter. Steve, take a hit on this. Packers have 13 championships, four of which are Super Bowls. Okay, congratulations. I'm happy for you.
May I also point out that two came before the technical merger in 1970? Super Bowl I and II?
Yeah, that's right. Those weren't called Super Bowls. Only retroactively. Yeah. So you're as a Packer fan, you can be proud of two Super Bowls. But as a Packer fan, you got to ask yourself this. How is it we had 30 years or so of Hall of Fame quarterbacks, Brett Favre and Aaron Rodgers, and we could only get one Super Bowl out of each of them? Wow. Aaron Rodgers has one more Super Bowl than Rex Grossman. Brett Favre has one more Super Bowl than Moses Moreno. Just saying, just for perspective. But we're going to carry on here because this is a lot of fun. Optistats posted this. Against the Packers, the Ravens became the first team in NFL history to have a game in which one running back had 200-plus rushing yards, Derrick Henry, another running back had 30-plus rushing yards, and a quarterback had 50-plus rushing yards.
Smoke weed every day.
Congratulations, Pack. Congratulations. Twitter account of Down Bad Bears posted, if you're reading this, you have the same amount of TDs as Matthew Golden.
Smoke weed every day.
That's Puff Puff Pass. Packers took Matthew Golden. The Bears have Luther Burden. We will deal with Luther Burden and the amazingness of Luther Burden. He is really significant. Sort of Bears history. Talk about that later. But for now, I encourage you to puff, puff, pass, or just take a hit. From Michael Rodney Online as Packers Notes, he tweeted this. The Packers defense has allowed 76 points in nine full quarters without Micah Parsons. If one player, regardless of how great he is, makes that big a difference, there's something wrong with the construction of the roster.
Smoke weed every day.
Yeah, nice. We're all in favor of that. That's the team you want to face in the playoffs, Bears fans. You want the Packers. You need the Packers. You want the Packers on that wall. You need the Packers on that wall. A couple weeks ago, we had Bart Winkler on as a guest. Captain of the Winklerverse, he tweeted this. If there wasn't a seventh seed, Matt LaFleur would not have yet made the postseason a year where he didn't have Aaron Rodgers. Everybody's jumping on that.
Smoke weed every day.
Keep at it. Although Aaron Rodgers will be a free agent, right, after this year? Packers could re-sign him. Yeah? Okay. From the geniuses at Obvious Shirts. The geniuses at Obvious Shirts tweeted this. Packer fans were so obsessed about the Bears quarterback and had no clue that their team was starting the wrong guy the entire time.
Smoke weed every day.
Malik Willis was better than Jordan Love, right? He looked better against the Bears than Jordan Love did. And can I say this about obvious shirts? Are you an obvious shirt fan?
I do. Tyler? Yep. Obvious shirts.
Do you have one?
I do not have one, but I like a lot of their stuff.
They are amazing. I do think they produce the greatest t-shirt ever. The one that reads, "The greatest game ever played was on a Wednesday in Cleveland." That's just brilliant. And a Cubs code. I mean, you know, right? That's a Cubs code. That's text.
I think one of my family members actually has that shirt.
See, and you have a secret language that you understand if somebody were to see that. And the Cubs, here's the thing about how global they are and how much of a touchstone they are, how much of a code there is. This goes far beyond my daughter, the diva, wearing her Cubs hat in Los Angeles. A lot of expats, a lot of Chicago expats there. This is worldwide. So like 8 to 10 years ago, I can't remember where, I was in Israel, at the top of Masada. Just so you know, Masada is a fortress, former fortress. And much of the sand, the brick, much of this fortress still stands. It's not used as a fortress anymore. In fact, the wall is so big, they show like movies against it. Like if you were to go to a drive-in, the wall of Masada would be that. So I'm at the top of Masada, and I'm walking down from one part of the fortress to the next. Coming at me were two young men wearing Cubs ball caps. We're in Israel. And we're the Cubs code. I know that. I know that cap. Yep. Here they go. Hi, guys. The greatest game ever played was on a Wednesday in Cleveland. You're just part of a different club. You have that shirt, and you know what it means. Even if you don't have a shirt, you know what it means. People at Obvious Shirts are just brilliant. You get to be one of the cool, groovy, bitchin' kids.
Smoke weed every day.
That's what you've earned that, right? Isn't it cool, bitchin' kids? That's how 420 started. High school kids, Louis Joliet. 420 Lewis. That was their meeting place, and they wandered off into the woods so they could smoke pot. And then the Grateful Dead heard about it, and then everybody heard about it, and that's how we got to 420. That's where we are. So we're going to take a break. I hope you enjoyed Crap on the Pack so you could laugh, could have fun, you could get high. As you can tell, we've put some blood in the urine of some Packer fans who are texting in. We have championships. Neener, neener, neener. Okay. All right. Then you and your red ass, have a good time with that. Take a break. When we come back, talk to someone who's covered the Bears and, in fact, was reporting on them from the sideline in the exhibition season. And my, how far they've come. I'm going to ask Lou Kanellis, Fox 32, to see if he can describe the arc and the brilliance and the fun. And I'll bet he can. That's what the Golden Greek does. That's what makes him Lou the legend. Next in Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
Smoke weed every day.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
The win, that's really what it comes down to, is that's the most important statistic for us. And that's a quarterback stat too. Yeah, I mean, we're trying to get the victory here. I don't think there's anything in particular other than continue the course of operating our offense, taking what the defense has given us. I think it continues to get better in terms of the ball placement on a number of throws.
That is your Bears savior, Ben Johnson, talking about all the different numbers and what Caleb's doing. And really, it's the wins. He's right. It's the wins. That's what matters from here on out. They win tomorrow, they get the second seed. And then it's win or die. So you win or die, and that's what matters. So that's the number. And it's been a wonderful progression to watch this, see it happen in real time, as agonizing as it might have been. So somebody was there on the sidelines when they were playing practice football, and now he's watching a team prepare to go into the playoffs. And it's been 5 years and 7 years since that happened. 5 years. And it's been an awful since then. It's been 15 years since they actually won a damn playoff game. So let's go to the Circa Sports Illinois hotline. Download the Circa app today. And welcome to the show, a legend. He is Fox 32 sports anchor Lou Kanellis. Lou, the legend. How are you, my friend?
Rosie, great to talk to you. And a legend in my own mind, that's for sure.
Uh-huh.
And yeah, they win the second seed and then they can crap on the pack, right?
I think that's something we all do. Thank you for taking a hit, puff, puff, pass, and still able to sound cogent on here. But it struck me, I love the idea you're coming on, and thank you for joining me. But your perspective from the sidelines when Fox is doing the games and you're watching their practice football games, but everything is so important to this coach, the details, and a quarterback seems overwhelmed. And this arc, share with us, what do you notice about looking through the prism of the coach coaching the quarterback from where we were in the summer and where we are now? What jumps out at you, Lou?
Let me go back. I'm going to go back, Rosie. I'm going to go back to March when the NFL owners meetings were taking place in Palm Beach. And I had a chance to sit down with George McCaskey, Kevin Warren, Ryan Poles, and Ben Johnson, all in one-on-one situations. And Dan Miller, who's the voice of the Lions, who also works at Fox 2 in Detroit, is a friend, and he was out there as well. And I said, hey, tell me a little about Ben Johnson. And he said, he may look like a choir boy, a student, but he is an intense guy. And we do the interview, and I shut off the camera, and this man was intense. I mean, I talked to him about, you know, where I thought things went sour with Matt Eberflus, who I had great respect for, good man, great man, not a great head coach, and how I thought the team just took advantage of him at the end of the season when the wheels fell off. And listen, let's be honest here. If the Bears are 5-11 going into this game tomorrow, who knows if, you know, Ben Johnson is the savior. But at that time is when I realized, Rosie, this guy, it was about either following his lead or get the heck out. And in training camp and in the preseason games, when he was trying to teach Caleb to go through his progressions and play under center, and he didn't give a darn if Caleb had only taken 12 snaps last year under center, or I don't remember the exact number. Mm-hmm. He was going to play the position the way Ben Johnson wanted him to play, or the relationship wasn't going to work. And just we heard last week Caleb say, I didn't think the guy liked me at the beginning of the season. And hey, listen, Ben Johnson didn't take the job as head coach to be anyone's friend. He took the job as head coach to win football games for this organization. He's got the 5-year, $13 million deal, and either everyone on that roster falls into place behind him and plays the game the way he demands they play it, or find somewhere else to play. And these guys have, and I've seen the progression, and we've seen Caleb probably work harder at his craft than he ever has. Going back to high school in D.C., or when he went to Oklahoma and they laid out the red carpet, or when they laid it out again at USC, or when I saw Matt Eberflus and Shane Waldron lay it out for him here in Chicago. The guy is making Caleb Williams work hard because he wants him to be the best quarterback. He's doing it for Caleb's benefit. Because in the end, 4 years from now, who's going to sit in front of Ryan Poles and say, hey, I want $300, $400 million? Caleb will.
Well, I could too, but I don't think I'm going to get it. But that's not why you called. This is Lou Kanellis, Fox 32 sports anchor. We're talking Bears here, Bears, Lions, Bears in the playoffs. One of the things that Ben Johnson stressed, not just get uncomfortable with being uncomfortable, but the specifics of it, and it was all about the details. And it wasn't just Caleb. It wasn't just footwork. It wasn't just the progression. It was the receivers. It was the blockers. It was the receivers blocking. It was the tight ends. He was as demanding of everyone else as he was of his quarterback. And I think what you said about those demands and showing the reason why, I think when it's everybody's in the same critical target, when you're in that firing line, there's a bonding effect. And when it works, the coach gets more belief, more people buy into the system. And that seems to have happened. Was there a moment where you thought it happened, where this really crystallized, Lou?
Absolutely. Right after the bye week. And you're exactly right. And I think the greatest example is the play of the offensive line. Remember the beginning of the season? Mm-hmm. The pre-snap penalties, coming out of the huddle, not being crisp. It was a mess. And this coaching staff, and we need to give some love to his staff. All right, Ben gets all the credit. But you cannot forget about guys like Dan Rochard, who has worked with that offensive line, Eric Bieniemy, who handles the running backs. Listen, they don't run the football with success. They're not throwing the football with play action as effectively as they have. Richard Smith, here's a great story. 70 years old, coaching linebackers, his idea to move Tremaine Edmonds to weak side, and Edmonds is having the best year of his career with the Bears, albeit he had a rough game at San Francisco. I get it. Coming off an injury, maybe a little rust, but yeah, these players started to believe because that coaching staff didn't take the bye week and go to Cabo and lay in the sun. They worked their tail off at Halas Hall and said, okay, why did we allow J.J. McCarthy to come back in the second half? Why did we get our doors blown off in Detroit in embarrassing style? All right, how are we going to get better? So when the players came back, they said, hey, listen, this is what we're doing wrong. Let's look at it, and we are going to get better. It's not going to be something that's going to happen overnight. We're going to get better. And frankly, the biggest surprise for me, Rosie, is that it's happened as fast as it has. I always said, listen, the man said, when I talked to him in March, he said his team would be playing its best football in December. So I always hung my hat on, okay, who do they play in the last, 6 weeks of the season in December and January? And what kind of record will they have going into those games? I didn't think they'd win all of them in December and January, but I thought they'd win more than they'd lose. And it's how I got to 10 wins when I was looking at the schedule at the beginning of the season, and you're saying, you're basically playing pin the tail on the donkey and trying to come up with wins. Mm-hmm. And I believe that moment you're talking about came right after the bye week.
And the running game began to surface, and the passing game got better, and the details in both the running game and the passing game, and which I think that culminated in that game against the Eagles where they just ruined a Super Bowl winning defensive line. And now as they approach things, they need to beat the Lions. They need to do it for a lot of reasons, and if Ben wants to annihilate him and pay him back, I'm all for revenge. I love the revenge storyline. But if you're watching this team, where do you come down on whether you want to see the Packers again or not if you're picking a playoff opponent for the Bears coming up first game?
So while I love the crap on the pack segment, I will tell you this. I know that everyone out there is saying, oh, man, I can't wait to bring on the Packers. Let's win the 2 seed so we can take on the 7 seed, which is Green Bay. And they're a wounded dog right now dealing with all kinds of injuries. And Rashawn Gary hasn't had a sack since, week 7, week 8? Mm-hmm. What a waste of $70, $80 million. I mean, I've heard it all. I'm worried about Green Bay. I really am, because I didn't give Jordan Love the MVP credit that he was getting at the beginning of the season. And, man, when this guy's healthy, he's been on. And where is the Bears' weakness right now? It's on defense. It's stopping the run. Fuck, Green Bay had almost 200 yards rushing a couple of weeks ago against the Bears. And then we saw what McCaffrey did for San Francisco last week. They've given up 400 yards of rushing. And if Green Bay can run the football with Josh Jacobs, then I got news for you. Jordan Love's going to be able to throw the football with success, and it's going to be a shootout at Soldier Field. I actually, call me crazy, would prefer, and I know what San Francisco did last week. I'd rather see the California teams come to Chicago in the second week of January and deal with the cold and see how they make out. That's just me.
You're crazy. You wanted me to call you crazy, Lou. I'm calling you crazy.
I've been scarred too many times by the Packers.
I know, and I understand that. I get the PTSD. I understand where it is. But they're the most banged-up team. And any other quarterback who comes in here is going to be better. Sam Darnold's going to probably kill the Seattle playoff chances. That's the way I look at it. So what
scares never won a big game. You're right.
So what scares me is San Francisco and the Rams. And the Rams' offensive line against the Bears' defensive line, to me, is scarier than any quarterback thing. They're going to dominate the Bears, that Rams' offensive line. That's a scary thing. But the Packers are the most banged-up team. And the Packers, I think, are the best storyline. And I was saying earlier, if you're buying in, this season's a fairy tale. There's no better fairy tale than starting a playoff run by destroying the Packers and going on right through the Super Bowl. So I root for stories, Lou. That's the way I am. I don't want you to be scared. I can, you know what? I can get you a blankie, and you can come with me, and I'll keep you safe.
You're right. It's been a magic carpet ride. You're right. It's been fantasy football for this team. And I'm hoping that fantasy doesn't end until it gets to Santa Clara.
So what would you do, Lou Kanellis, Fox Sports anchor, Channel 32. What would you do with the Bears defense? Well, you've seen Dennis Allen almost like playing whack-a-mole all year with injuries and players, and these guys are performing, these guys are not performing. How does this – the Bears defense, to me, seems bad until it's good, which is usually a takeaway, and until it needs to be good. They couldn't get one stinking stop in Santa Clara. But what would you do? How would you handle things? How would you make them less of a liability?
Well, they've had a tough time getting to the quarterback, all right? And I'm not just talking about sacks. I'm talking about quarterback hits. I'm talking about pressure itself. So somehow, some way, devise a game plan that's going to allow your defense to put some type of pressure. Now, if you're playing Jordan Love, I saw Jordan Love tear up the Bears when they decided that they were going to blitz. So you are incredibly dependent on Austin Booker, who's brought a little life to that defensive line. Montez Sweat had a great run there where I think he had 8.5 sacks in 10 games. He's cooled off again. You hope that Grady Jarrett, and we learned, I think it was Brad Biggs that reported, Biggsy reported that Jarrett went through some surgery when he was taking time off during this season. So you hope he's a little healthier. Jervon Dexter, your table's ready. Please deliver. But those guys up front, it's dependent on that front four to turn up the heat and put pressure on whether it's Jordan Love or Brock Purdy or Matthew Stafford, who would worry the heck out of me because Stafford's been around long enough to understand everything that's going on in front of him. Because if you put pressure on, or if, and I'm not even saying sack the quarterback, Steve, if you make them uncomfortable and move them out of their comfort spots in the pocket, then you allow yourself to come up with turnovers. And the numbers tell the story. When the Bears have two or more turnovers, force two or more turnovers in a game, they're 9-0.
Then I would do that on a regular basis. I vote for two or more turnovers, Lou. That's the way I would.
That would be easy.
That's okay. One is Kevin Byard. The other one's Nashawn Wright. Those are the guys in charge of that. That's, they seem to make a lot of that. One of the things, I became frustrated with people who told me that turnovers, living by turnovers was, takeaways, was not sustainable. And we were at like week 12. I said, of course it's sustainable. Look how the Bears got here. That's what they do. Kevin Byard's really a smart football player. Dennis Allen was able to scheme his guys into position to make the play. Nashawn Wright, a tremendous athlete, and he showed that. He also gets burned often. But I think they, the one thing they can counter with all of the, like you talked about Jordan Love, the way he just ate up the Bears with a blitz, is they get schemed into position to take the ball away. And they started the game against San Francisco that way. And I don't know that I expect it to continue in the postseason because that's what they do. And I don't know what they're looking to do, how they've done it. Have you any insight into what guys have said about believing in the takeaways, believing in the turnovers, that this is a part of our game plan, what the players have said about that and believe it'll go on?
100%. They've been practicing this since training camp. And there actually is a tally that they have, and everyone's competing amongst each other. They've got 32 takeaways right now. You know, you look back at 2018, because really, I get it. They went to the playoffs in 2020, COVID year. I look back at the 2018 season for comparison's sake. We forget that 2018 team, Steve, had 36 takeaways. All right, it wasn't the 85 Bears, but it led the NFL with 36 takeaways that year. And, you know, if not for a double doink, who knows how far that team, if you remember, was they gave up the football a lot as well. They had a bunch of turnovers, I think, you know, eighth in the league. So this team doesn't turn over the football. If they can continue to scheme where they put their defensive backs in that secondary, when healthy, I think is the strength of this team, along with the offensive line. If you give those guys, like Kevin Byard, as you mentioned, or Nashawn Wright, who's having a career year, the opportunity to come up with those plays, then they've proven they'll come up with it. And they're game changers. Because come playoff time, it's about which team comes up with the breaks, finds that turnover, and then I think controlling the clock is going to be huge. And the Bears' run game has been terrific all year long. You know, lost in the whole week discussion of Caleb Williams reaching the 4,000-yard mark, which is nice. I get it. All right. DeAndre Swift is on the verge of setting a career-high rushing mark for himself. And I don't think he's been given enough credit for the way he's played this year. So there's a couple of storylines that we're going to follow, especially I want to follow it tomorrow. You know, is Caleb going to get the 4,000 yards? Is Swift going to get, you know, a new career high? How long will Caleb play in this football game? I was asked yesterday, how long do I think Detroit will play its starters? I don't know if you've heard Dan Campbell. It sounds like not long if they're getting their doors blown off. And then at that point, do you pull Caleb Williams to avoid injury?
Well, they have decisions to make, and I'm sure that they will be dictated by how ferocious Dan Campbell's kneecap biters are. And I will respect Ben Johnson's decision on that. And you know what? If it's short of 4,000, but it's Caleb's safety, I would expect the maturity of this quarterback. We've seen the growth of this guy. He's leaned into every expectation, not demanded it, has put wins. Caleb Williams has put wins over everything, but he's leaned into all the expectations of a quarterback-challenged franchise. I'd love him for that. He's just gotten better at it.
I would love to see it. Listen, as a lifelong Bears fan who has never seen it from a Bears quarterback, I would love to see it happen tomorrow. But even more important, let's make sure he has 108 passing yards so he beats Eric Kramer's team record. I think 108 ties it, 109 breaks it. Because if he hasn't thrown for 109 yards in this game, then there's something wrong with the offense.
Well, maybe DeAndre Swift and Mnangagwa have already run for 210 yards, so maybe he doesn't meet.
It.
Okay, there you go. See?
Take it, Rosie.
So calm down. Let's look at the facts. Lou, great talking with you. Thanks for sharing your knowledge. It was tremendous. Great insight. I appreciate it.
Great to get together. Thanks, Rose.
All right. Lou Kanellis, Fox 32 sports anchor, longtime guy, wonderful, the legend. And there you go. There's your Bears game, table set. Take a break when we come back. Score's got a contest going. We had it last year. The score is going to the Super Bowl. Maybe the Bears will join them or not. I'll tell you how you and your business can get to the Super Bowl. I'm Steve Rosenblum, Saturday Suckage, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Saturday Suckage on 670 The Score. Here's your host, Steve Rosenblum.
I'm not going to tell you the story, Tyler. I know you've heard it before. You play this on purpose. So I tell the story so you can say, I think you've said this every time I have done this.
Well, I actually just said, too, it's never a show without me playing at least one Eagles song.
No, you play one to start the show and to end the show. Perhaps you were not aware of that. But, yeah, you do that. Welcome in, welcome back. Saturday Suckage. Top of the hour, Chris Emma. He doesn't suck. He brings us Bears information. I want to thank Lou Canellis. Lou is great. And happy to talk Bears with Lou. And your Super Bowl Bears, right? Why not? In this year, this is a fairy tale year? Of course. Speaking of Super Bowl, Score has the contest. We're running that contest again. So let me ask you this. Are you a local business owner or employee? How would you like to have your commercial air during Super Bowl 60 right here on the Score? Well, funny you should ask, because here's your chance. We at the Score brought back Score Big for Your Business. It's a contest you can enter to win a 30-second Super Bowl commercial on the Score's broadcast of Super Bowl 60 from Westwood One. But wait, there's something new. You can win a live broadcast for your brand. A live broadcast for your brand. If I could speak, I'd be in radio. You can enter by logging on to 670thescore.com/contests. Here's what you're going to find. Among other things, once you get there, businesses are asked to submit 1,500 words or less detailing why the prize would help them brand, rebuild, or grow their business. I'm going to give you an example. And this comes from the world's greatest Bernanz influencer. Now, I don't think employees from Big Ed's, no matter how much I love them and have talked about them, Big Ed's Barbecue in Waukegan, I don't think anybody there listens. But one of Big Ed's lawyers, yeah, Big Ed has lawyers, and it's plural. One of his lawyers is a Waken Baker. He's a member of that club right here on the Score. Now, maybe he's waking and baking, and he'll remember this. But what you do is you write 1,500 words detailing why the prize would help you, whether you're going to brand or rebuild or grow your business, and why you deserve the opportunity. So if I'm Big Ed's, you're any business, but I'm Big Ed's. Big Ed's Barbecue in Waukegan. Here's what I would point out. Big Ed himself is a veteran. He's a member. He served in the armed services. He got out of the armed services, began cooking, and his barbecue was so good that Jason McKee, yes, that Jason McKee, the former Bear Jason McKee, said, hey, why don't you cater some, I got a party, I want you to cater it. A bunch of Bears are there. they loved what Big Ed was cooking. His barbecue is spectacular. As I said, the greatest burnt ends in the world, and you can take it from me, the greatest burnt ends influencer. So if I was Big Ed's, I would talk about serving the American forces. And then getting a boost from Bears players catering barbecue. Jason McKee, Matt Forte. You'll find their pictures in the new, bigger Big Ed's barbecue in Waukegan. But before we get there, understand, they gave them, the Bears players, we're talking up the barbecue, gave them a chance to be able to have a brick-and-mortar place, not just a mobile catering. And they became one of the businesses in Waukegan to succeed in what used to be a Pizza Hut. There is a documentary out on businesses that have succeeded in a former Pizza Hut, and Big Ed's Barbecue is featured in that. But if I was Big Ed's and I was trying to convince the Score that I should win this contest, here's what else I would mention. My work in the community. Big Ed's on Thanksgiving used to pack up Thanksgiving two dinners per car. It would open at noon, and it would allow you to drive up, get two Thanksgiving dinners. If you couldn't afford Thanksgiving dinner, you had a chance to go to Big Ed's. People would line up in their cars at 7 in the morning for a noon kickoff. This year, something changed, because that was how Big Ed gave back to the community. Now, he added something. They're in a new, bigger place. They have an event space. They have a bar. It's filled with Bears pictures up and down the hallway. But here's what he did on Thanksgiving. He opened the restaurant. You can come in and get a free Thanksgiving dinner. Maybe you're alone. You don't want to be alone. Maybe you can't afford Thanksgiving. Big Ed gave you a Thanksgiving dinner, and it was full-blown. It included the mac and cheese, which is one of the greatest things in the world. And that's what he does to serve the community. That's part of his brand. That's building on his brand. And I got news for you. I know the people at the Score. I know the way they eat. I know the way they love food. They would love for Big Ed's to win so they could do a live broadcast from Big Ed's Barbecue in Waukegan. Big Ed's has a wonderful story to tell. They're not the only one. I love Big Ed's story. I love the way he's given back to the community. I love what he does. Maybe your business has something to say like that. Log on to 670thescore.com/contest. You can enter now. They'll give you all the details. Deadline is January 18th. Score big for your business. It is sponsored by People's Bank, where better banking keeps moving forward. Member FDIC. This is Saturday Suckage. I'm Steve Rosenman. We'll talk Bears, Lions, Bears, Packers, Bears postseason. Bears postseason! Knock, knock, knock. I can't believe it. We'll talk to Chris Emma about that after this. Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit NationalDebtRelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year, because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.